Right. As soon as everybody's set up here, we'll start playing some music for you. I think the first song we're going to play is from a record called Roxy Elsewhere. How many of you have that? You like cheap hits? Little songs about monster movies and whatnot?
Sure.
I think we can do it.
Thank you.
This song is from the Hot Rats album, all the way back to 1969.
Thank you.
far as we know, Frank never played live. It only exists on a record. The song is called Pajama People.
Stay the whole home right here. Pajama people. It's the pajama people.
this whole experience for us is a lot of fun because we get to see them play, and they're so great. And, you know, it's a really nice evening of music. So enjoy the night. We're going to go on and play another song from Roxy. This one's called "Don't You Ever Watch That Thing." hip-hop stuff growing up, and he also liked to mess with the harmonies and make them a little bit more ridiculous than otherwise should be sometimes. But anyway, this is one of those special tunes that goes way back, but this arrangement is from the FZ Oz album, in case you haven't heard.
What's the ugliest of your body? What's the ugliest of your body? Some say your nose. Some say your toes,
but I think it's your mind.
I just talked with Chick, the whole set is going to have a hi-hat rhythm just like that. So get used to it and get your feet going. I'm just kidding. Come on, you guys are pretty scared, right? He wouldn't do that. And in fact, he's actually at home playing the song. But I, for one, happen to love dancing. Do you like dancing? I like to watch it. I don't like to do it. Okay. Well, tell you what. Watch this. Oh! Yeah.
Can you do the Kozatsky?
Oh, yeah. I can do the Kozatsky. Hold on a second.
That's a stripper name.
I thought Bella taught me that when I was working for Melia Company.
Bella, I'll tell you that.
Yes, he did. Anyway, folks, let's get back to the program. This is really boring shit. Seriously, though, I need to ask you a couple questions. Are you Italian by any chance? Okay,
she's not.
It's all right. How about you? Well, that's okay. I'm sure we've got a few out here. Let's move on. Weasel, pull up your nails. Can I buy anybody a drink? Anyone thirsty? You, right? Okay. Let me hook my hat on. Hey, anybody got any Bud Light?
I'm thirsty.
God, this place is a tough crowd. Jesus. All right. All right. Come on. I'm ready. Joe, here we go. Your place or mine?
Thank you.
Wait a minute, you're singing about my girlfriend.
I know. It's good.
Thank you. Well,
bone and a stuffing in my other eye. And a husky wee wee, a bit of a doggy wee wee is blinding me. And I can't see. Temporarily. Well, the fur trapper stood there with his arms outstretched across the frozen white wasteland, trying to figure out what he's going to do about his deflicted eyes. And it was at that precise moment that he remembered an ancient Eskimo legend upon what it is, brother. What did they set their writer on up there? I'm not quite too sure. But nevertheless, at that moment he remembered. But the only thing, if there's any sort of constant, with anyone named Nano, which should occur, the only way to get it fixed up is to precisely do this next bit of information. You have to go trudging across the tundra. Well, that's a mile. Trudging across the tundra. Right now to the parish of St. Alfonso. Thank you. Thank you.